Now, the Honorable Judge Mary Rhodes Russell, Supreme Court Justice.
Good afternoon. I bring you greetings on behalf of my colleagues from the Supreme Court of Missouri in Jefferson City. Now, don't act like I just said I'm from the IRS. When Judge Dial called and asked me to speak, he said, "Now, Judge Russell, do you believe in free speech?" And I thought, now, this is a trick question, because as a judge, of course I believe in free speech. He said, "Great, can you give one on October 3rd? But the good news is, I'm not going to give a speech. I just have a few remarks, so rest assured that it won't be long. As a fellow Northeast Missourian, I feel like I'm a kindred spirit of yours, and it's wonderful to be back home. I spent my entire career practicing law in courthouses here in Clark County and throughout Northeast Missouri, and I can tell you some pretty funny stories about times when the windows were open because there was no air conditioning, and we would get stung by wasps, and times where perspiration would be dropping down our face as we were trying to case. It's hard to concentrate. Other times in Hannibal, where we did have air conditioning, it would be so loud that the judge could never hear the witness, and it had to be turned off every time a witness got up to testify. So as I look at your new courthouse today, I can see that we've come a long way. And I congratulate the County Commission and everyone here in Clark County for your foresight in building such a magnificent structure. When we look at courthouses and other places in the state, we can see that you have much foresight and have done a wonderful job in building this building. Winston Churchill once said, "We shape our buildings, and thereafter they shape us." And that is certainly true of a courthouse. This building is more than bricks and mortar. It's the people's building. It represents a place where people with problems that they can't resolve, they come here. It's a place where people who are accused of crimes come to be heard by a neutral party, a judge who will decide the case based upon the facts and the existing law. Now, all great buildings inspire hopes, dreams, and sometimes even fears. And a courthouse especially can evoke these emotions. Whatever each individual feels as they walk through the doors of this building, they all enter here seeking one thing: justice. And our judicial system is designed to give everyone a chance to tell their story to a fair and impartial judge. Now, the outcome of a case may not always be what a party wants, because in every case, there's a winner and there's a loser. But as officers of the court, it is our duty to make sure that everyone who comes here feels that they have been given justice. I congratulate everyone in Clark County for the outstanding job that you have done and the importance that you have given to this building and building a structure where no one can be denied justice. Thank you.